Federal employees still face a lot of uncertainty with only 1 month left in 2018. Most of the to-do items affecting feds will fall on Congress. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco joins me with three big developments federal employees should watch for before the ball drops at the end of December. Nicole, what's the first thing?
So the first thing is the December 7th deadline, which listeners have probably heard multiple times at this point. But just to reiterate here, there are still seven appropriations bills that Congress needs to tackle before the year ends. And that's either they need to pass the bill or they need to potentially come up with another continuing resolution past December 7th.
Yeah, that's Commerce, Interior, State, Homeland Security. It's a Treasury. It's a lot of the government.
Yes, it is. Though Republicans would remind the average listener that about 75% of government funding has actually been handled so far for 2019.
Because DOD is done.
Yes, HHS, big agencies like that are done. But Homeland Security, I mean, that's going to be a tricky one coming up in the next couple of weeks here. And then the bill that we really care about, which is the Financial Services and General Government Appropriations Bill, that one is packaged together into a third minibus, which includes several other appropriations bills. And that's one that we're going to watch very closely.
Yeah, so that would involve the pay raise, or lack of pay raise would be part of that bill?
Exactly. That'll be a part of the third minibus that members of this conference committee are still trying to figure out. And we should be clear, because I did actually get a question about this from a reader who wanted to know, if I work at HHS, for example, is this a deadline that I really need to be concerned about? And I mean, I guess the answer is no, not necessarily. If you work at one of these agencies that already has a full budget for 2019, this December 7th deadline is less of a concern for you.
But would a pay raise for people at HHS have been in their bill that was approved by Congress, the appropriation?
No. So, and that will bring us to the next big development here, which is the prospect of federal pay for 2019. So like we mentioned, federal pay sits within this Financial Services and General Government Appropriations Bill. That bill is still to be determined. House Republicans, before the midterm elections, announced they had come to a deal that would grant federal employees, civilian employees, a 1.9% raise for 2019. That, of course, contradicts what President Donald Trump has spoken of, which is a pay freeze for civilian workers next year. Now, Democrats, mostly in the House and some working on this conference committee, doubt this proclamation from House Republicans. They say that deal that Republicans are talking about comes with some pay fors that they don't necessarily agree to. And so House Democrats are still saying we need to exercise caution at this point. And federal unions are even saying that as well, saying it's not a done deal until we actually see the deal. And we have not seen it yet.
We're speaking with Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco. And so that's in limbo, basically, until
yes.
something happens budgetarily,
right.
Which may not happen by December 7th. The
it
deadline,
may not.
And then it falls to the new Congress at that point, correct?
Well, Congress could wheel and deal for
a few
more days.
That's the end of the lame duck.
Right, yes. I mean, they could potentially maybe extend a few deadlines here, maybe give themselves a few more days to work things out. But right, that would be an issue potentially for the new Congress.
All right. And I guess all this while they're worrying about open season and so forth, what to do about health care. And you're also reporting on the Merit Systems Protection Board. There might be some motion to finally get that thing reestablished with actual members.
Right. So the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee will vote later today, actually, on the president's three nominees to fill the MSPB and restore a long-awaited quorum. To remind everyone, MSPB hasn't had a quorum since January 2017, so almost 2 years. The lone chairman, Mark Robbins, has been issuing decisions that essentially sit at MSPB because, again, he doesn't have any other colleagues to verify his decision or move forward. However, I would say this committee vote is a bit of a surprise, and that's because MSPB said that Chairman Robbins had heard from the committee earlier this year and said that the committee wasn't intending to move the nominees forward potentially by the end of the year, that there was some disagreement from Democrats. They wanted to move each nominee one by one. The Republican majority did not want to have it be considered under unanimous consent. So it's unclear, though, whether or not this disagreement has been settled and how this vote will play out. The committee may have sorted out their disagreements, but they might not have. And if the nominees are voted out one by one, will the Senate really have time to even consider them or all three as a package? So the question of whether or not this can get done before the end of the year is still really up in the air. Now, one consideration that I've heard is the possibility of extending Mark Robbins' term for another year. He's serving in holdover capacity right now.
Yeah, they could do that, except that simply extends and magnifies the problem.
Yes.
Because every case he decides is not decided because he's only one person. He's not a quorum, which means everything would have to be gone over again.
Exactly.
By whoever comes in next.
Exactly. The agency is really in an untenable situation here, I think, with the quorum business. The only thing that extending Chairman Robbins' term for another year would do is simply have a board with one member. And the difference is, you know, what the board can accomplish with one member and with no members, not too much of a difference there.
Interesting. And of course, you know, indirectly that affects federal employees because there are hundreds of them, at least. It's not a big number, but those people that have their cases pending before the board.
Agencies as well, too.
And agencies, correct. Yeah. I mean, it goes both ways. So, all right. Anything else employees need to think about before the end of the year? We can add a fourth to the three.
We can add a fourth, and that would be on locality pay. And now we might not have, federal employees might not have a pay raise next year, but OPM has said that they feel relatively confident that Burlington, Vermont, Virginia Beach and Norfolk, Virginia, San Antonio, Texas, and Birmingham, Alabama will finally see locality pay in time for their January 2019 paychecks, if those paychecks are any different at all from 2018. So you might not have a pay raise, but if you do, employees in those areas would be eligible for a locality pay designation in 2019.
And that would give them a little bit of a boost if that gets designated?
It would give them most likely a little bit of a boost. And Burlington, Vermont employees there have been waiting for at least 3 years, and this has been final. This has been approved for several years. So this is really just, you know, final sign-off on locality pay that they've really been waiting for.
Well, you've got to give credit to feds for waiting all of this out. I mean, you're not talking like somebody's going to double their salary. They're talking less than a 2% raise and a couple of percentage points on locality pay. So nobody's going to have down payment on a speedboat because of what they get between 2019 and 2018.
No. And, you know, we should say that, you know, OPM is relatively confident that this can all happen by January 1st of 2019. Locality pay and pay raises in general, this 1.9% that we're talking about, it's an average. So depending on where you live, that number will likely be different for you.
And meantime, it's fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her ongoing coverage at federalnewsnetwork.com.